They didn't toy. They didn't do anything of the sort. But what these poor muhajirin, they came with a complaint to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the complaint of the poor at that time. And you look at what our situation is and the poor complain and how they do it. And the real poor, the really poor was the poor of that time. Absolutely nothing they had. One example we did that hadith, we did that day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a guest that came. He sent a message to every home of his and the reply came that we take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we only have water. Only water we got at home. So we can understand what the condition of the poor was at that time. So they came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a complaint. And what was their complaint? ذَهَبَ أَهْلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالدَّرَجَاتِ الْعُلَىٰ وَالنَّعِيمِ الْمُقِيمِ They said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wealthy people, they have got and they have appropriated the high stages and they have appropriated that eternal bliss, that eternal bounties, eternal enjoyment of Jannah, etc. They have appropriated, they have got that for themselves. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam faqala, وَمَا ذَاكَ Why is that? Why are you saying this? So the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is when they came, he didn't just refute them. How can you say this? The rich people have got eternal bliss and they've got higher stages in Jannah. But he asked them, وَمَا ذَاكَ Why are you saying that? In other words, he's listening to what they have to say, he's lending an ear to them so that they can also have a say in the matter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, why do you all say this? فَقَالُوا يُصَلُّونَ كَمَا نُصَلِّي وَيَصُومُونَ كَمَا نَصُومُ He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these people, the wealthy people, they read salah like how we read salah. They fast like how we fast. وَيَتَصَدَّقُونَ وَلَا نَتَصَدَّقُوا But oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have the added advantage of giving sadaqah and we can't give sadaqah. Imagine what a complaint they got. They can't complain about the dunya, but they're complaining why they can't give. Can you get a more empowered society than this when the poor is desiring to give also? They're not desiring to take. Their fikr is how they can also give. So they're complaining, oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we can't give like how they give. وَيَعْتِقُونَ وَلَا نَعْتِقُوا They have the ability of buying and freeing slaves. We can't buy and free slaves for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get that sawab. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَفَلَا أُعَلِّمُكُمْ شَيْئًا تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, should I not show you something now to ease them and to make them feel better? That their concern is concern of akhirat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, should I not teach you something that تُدْرِكُونَ بِهِ مَنْ سَبَقَكُمْ You'll catch up those that have gone ahead. Those people that have already gone ahead as far as amal is concerned, as far as the maqam and stage, as far as the akhirat is concerned, they've gone far ahead now. But if you do this action, you can catch them up. وَتَسْبِقُونَ بِهِ مَنْ بَعْدَكُمْ And you can outshine those that will come after you also. If you just continue with this action that I'm teaching, I'm going to teach you. وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ أَفْضَلُ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ صَنَعَ مِثْلَ مَا صَنَعْتُمْ And nobody can be better than you except that person does the same thing that you do. So this is such an action I'll teach you that you can catch them up, you'll outshine those behind you. And nobody can, and you will be the best except those people that practice upon the same that you practice upon. So then, فَقَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ They said, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, certainly teach us this. Such a beautiful action. Teach us this. What is this action? فَقَالَ تُسَبِّحُونَ وَتُكَبِّرُونَ وَتُحْمِدُونَ دُبُرَ كُلِّ صَلَاةٍ 33 مَرَّةٍ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told him that after every salah, read 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar. After every salah, read 33 times. Why we normally read 34 times? In other riwayat it comes that 34 times read Allahu Akbar. But in this particular riwayat it comes 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Allahu Akbar. فَرَجَعَ فُقَرَاءُ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ So naturally they were happy. No need to stone, no need to toy, no need to burn, no need to anything else. They were happy. Now we got some amal so that now we can be equal in akhirat. So then after some time, فَرَجَعَ فُقَرَاءُ They came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالُوا سَمِعَ إِخْوَانُنَا أَهْلُ الْأَمْوَالِ بِمَا فَعَلْنَا He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'll complain again now. Is those rich sahaba, they have learned what we're doing, so they're also doing that. Can you imagine what the competition of the rich and the poor is? It's nothing to do with wealth. They have heard that we're doing this, so now they also started doing this. So now that competition was the competition of akhirat. So they came to complain to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the rich have also learned what we are doing. Now they are also doing this. فَفَعَلُوا مِثْلَهُ And they are doing exactly like this. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just gave a principal answer. A principal jawab. This is ayat also we read in the Fajr Salah in Surah Jumu'ah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the special virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives to whomever He wishes. This is Allah's prerogative, Allah Pak's prerogative. When it comes to these things, who He gives, how He gives, what amount He gives, this is the prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling them, just be happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is enough for you. That this fazal, who He gives, how He gives, how much He gives, just be happy with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He just gave them a principal answer. Such a beautiful lesson we learned from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if we want to compete and we want to vie with each other, don't even compete and vie as far as the dunya is concerned. Let your nazar be on the akhirat. Sahaba, even though they were so poor, they could have asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for something else, but they were more concerned how they cannot lose out as far as the akhirat is concerned. So let us, all that also be our condition. Everything must be akhirat, 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 all the time. How we can compete with one another, and it becomes very easy after that. Then for a man to come early for Jummah Salah becomes very easy. Why now he's competing for akhirat? For him to read that Surah Kaf on a Friday becomes very easy, he's competing for akhirat. For him to strive for Takbir and Ula now becomes easy because now he's competing for akhirat. So everything else will come in place when a person's nazar and his nigah and his attention, his tawajjuh is all in the correct, his focus is correct, then all, everything else will fall in place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.